back in, I don't know what the year was, it was 72, I guess, 72, 73, around that time. I'd constantly heard that I was interested in instrumental music, and I'd constantly heard that if you didn't learn vocal music, you couldn't understand really what was going on. And there were, at that time, there were no archives, there were no sound archives that you could consult. There was still at Sankt Natak Academy. They had recordings there that you were allowed to copy, which was great. But there was no systematic sound archive. Except in Bombay, at the National Centre of Performing Arts, they had started doing something. Narayan Menon was there.
Who is that?
Narayan Menon.
Yes.
Radu Babu sent me to Narayan Menon with a little letter for Narayan Menon and a little letter for Arvind Parikh. Mm-hmm. He said, go and meet them, because I'd said, Radu Babu, why don't we try and set up... This is way back. I knew absolutely nothing about this subject. But it just occurred to me, why don't we set up a place, a recording studio, where you bring the best ustads that you can find, and you record their bandishes with their stories, their anecdotes, the way they learnt, whatever you can get from them. And the team was supposed to be Radu Babu, Joshiji, and Gan Babu.
Wonderful.
This was the idea. So I went to Bombay as a young, foolish Australian, and I talked to Narayan Menon, who just told me to buzz off. He said, you know, nobody needs these things. If they don't learn from their teacher, they don't need it. Then I went to Arvind Parikh, and he was kind, but he was at that time only doing business. He wasn't, SRA wasn't born. So then Radu Babu took me over to Alipur once, to Vijay Kichlu's house, 1973 or 74. And I had dinner two or three times with Vijay Kichlu talking about this idea. And this is 5-6 years before SRA started. And the idea basically was to make a collection of the important bandishes, Tumri, whatever, in all the ragas that anyone was interested in doing anything with. And to have these three Gunijan interact with the musicians, and I didn't have much idea about sociological studies or anything, but I had a germ of that idea that, you know, that they would... There'd be a good, friendly atmosphere. They would feel at home. They were great people like these three. A lot of the excellent musicians, they had nothing to lose. They weren't losing their you know, it was no question of them losing their father's inheritance. Though there was an anxiety about that. Anyway, Vijay Kichlu was very nice to me, and we had a couple of long talks. But Vijay Kichlu, I think, he thought that I had some access to Ford Foundation money, because I was friendly at that time with Peter Rowe, whose father was Peter Rowe. Sondre will know him. Yeah. Peter's father was in the Ford Foundation. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have any Ford Foundation money, but I knew Peter's father, and, you know, and I was a white guy, you know. In those days we had a bit more prestige, more prestige than we have now. So anyway, this was the idea, and then 1980 they started, or 1979 they started, late 79 something they started this area, but of course I had nothing to do with that, and I didn't need they had I had no reason to have anything to do with it, but I always thought I tried to do this, something like this.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't try and do a guru.
You gave them an idea.
No, I think Kichlu already had
a concept.
Vijay Kichlu was working on an idea. What did something
And Kumar Mukherjee got this Ford Foundation grant for ITC, sorry.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
But, so that was the...
On a similar grounds, you know, that you proposed
here. But that was from 1972. So it was a good 8 years, 9 years before they started. So I did, you know, have that. I had a funny relationship with them later, but not bad. I mean,
no, you contributed, you know, to the. What I feel, you know, I might be not correct, but what I feel, the basic concept of SRA and how to grow it.
Well, I certainly had discussions.
The researches, you had a, definitely, you know.
I had an idea.
Positive contribution. as you talk with, I can always have a talk with Vijay Deshmukh, he's my very close friend.
Yeah.
That you possibly contributed a great lot.
I don't think I contributed much. I think he already had the idea. He was just curious that I was coming from the West. India had no money in those days. He was in working in a in some Boxwaller business house in BB Debug, and he wanted to do, he's mad about music, he wanted to do something intelligent, and he was casting around. I was one of the people he talked to. I didn't contribute anything, But they did try, very unsuccessfully, and it's a great pity, they did try to do a thing on Bandish. They never got past Yemen. They have this collection of songs in Yemen. And it's kind of stupid because it was not a bad idea, you know.
It was too good an idea.
It was not a bad idea. And I talked about it at length with Radu Babu and Gan Babu and Joshiji. So they were very willing to join if the money was there. And I'm in my imagination we'd had a flat somewhere like Guru Shade Road. In those days, I thought somewhere in central South Calcutta, a nice place where people can come, if they're coming from Punjab or Maharashtra or whatever, they come and stay there, looked after nicely, but in a simple way, a homely place, and they do this day after day recording. Actually, Arvind Parikh did this with Radu Babu in those days.
Yes,
exactly those days.
Yes.
And I think, you know, they tried to do it, individuals who had their own, you know, wherewithal.
Some money, yeah.
Because Arvind Parikh is a wealthy man.
Oh, yeah.
And he could pay the fares and he could do this and that. So the idea was...
6,000 rupees.
In those days, that's quite it was quite good.
Huge amounts, those days.
Huge.
That's true.
So it's just...
That's wonderful, John. Thank you.